Welcome to the MedEvidence Monday Minute Radio Show, hosted by Kevin Gettings of WSOS St. Augustine Radio and powered by Encore Research Group. Each Monday morning, Dr. Michael Corin calls in to bring you the latest medical updates with insightful discussions. MedEvidence is where we help you navigate the real truth behind medical research with both a clinical and research perspective. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn about the truth behind the data in medicine and healthcare. This is MedEvidence.
For some reason, that song always comes into my head around Groundhog Day, Dr. Corin, because that's what Bill Murray was chasing down in that movie, right? Wasn't it a groundhog?
Yeah, it's funny. now you reminded me, that's right.
Yeah. Caddyshack, of course, the movie we're talking about. And yes, the restaurant bar. Go ahead.
I'm really behind. Sorry, Kevin, but did the groundhog see his or her shadow this year or not?
Whatever it does that gives us that highly scientific, forecast of a shorter winter is what happened. Does he see a shadow, not see a shadow? I don't know. It's kind of ridiculous.
Okay. Well, yeah. I missed that on my newsfeed.
Yeah. In South Carolina, they do the same thing with a possum, but it doesn't get nearly the national attention.
All right. Well, I'm all for a short winter.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah, Dr. Michael Corin is here with us, and of course, he is a medical doctor, a researcher, and, of course, cardiologist. Also helps lead the effort at Encore Docs. They're providing leading-edge medical research that you can participate in, clinical trials, that sort of thing. He also is very involved in getting good information out through the website medevidence.com. And, indeed, you've made an international impact recently by being published in The Lancet, which I believe comes out of the UK, right? It's a medical journal.
It is. Thank you for mentioning that. Yes, The Lancet is the most prestigious medical journal in Europe. And fortunately, they chose to publish an article that I wrote. And we're very excited about it. And it's an article about a new cholesterol drug that you can take by mouth, an oral pill that works just as well as the injectable drugs like Repatha. So we were very excited to be part of that research. And I was very excited to be asked to be the first author on this paper.
Yeah. And if you're dealing with cholesterol issues and maybe have had a lack of success taking just Lipitor or some other basic statin, you may want to learn more about it. We're going to put a link actually to that very article that our own Dr. Corin wrote. We'll get that up on Facebook at some point during the day today. So I have to ask, number one, how long was the article? Like how many words?
The way we look at it is the words in the actual manuscript, which is about 5,000.
Wow.
And then there's a lot of references. We obviously reference all of our sources, and we have figures and tables and things that make the point about some of the details of the science.
Yeah.
So it's overall probably about a 20-page article.
Wow. So you realize a lot of our listeners are of a certain age where they have not had to write, an essay or anything, in a number of decades, but you're still doing it.
I'm still doing it without AI support.
A very key point. So how long does it take to write something like that?
This project went on for about a year.
Wow.
So there's multiple layers to it. There are lots of people involved. I'm not the only author. I had other co-authors who took a supportive role, and I would present my draft to them, and they would give me feedback and input. And then we had an interaction with the journal itself. We went back and forth multiple times with editors there to correct all the errors and ultimately get into the form that it is now.
Yeah. So editors with the red pen, do you accept that kind of criticism pretty well?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a saying that you have to be obsequious to the editors if you want your things published.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just hopping in your vehicle, we're talking with Dr. Michael Corin. We do that every Monday morning. I'm excited he just had a piece published in The Lancet, which is a British medical journal, similar to JAMA or the New England Journal of Medicine. Very, very big deal. And so do they give you like extra copies that you can give out to family and friends?
Well, they used to. Actually, they changed that now. So now I get a link. So people that want to get the data typically have to subscribe to the journal and pay money for that. But the author gets a free link, and I can share that with my extended friends and family.
Yeah, that includes us.
I'm happy to share that with anybody that's listening to us and may be interested.
Yeah. Before we let you go, kind of backing up just a little bit, because that whole issue of there are people out there, right, that are, listening to us, or they know of people who who have cholesterol, high levels of, you know, high, you know, measurement of cholesterol that doesn't seem to be well managed with just Lipitor at a certain dosage, right?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because I'm actually working on another publication, and I was asked to present at the national meeting of the American College of Cardiology in April in Atlanta, talking about that exact issue, that most people who are at very high risk for having a heart attack or a stroke actually don't have their cholesterol levels where they should be. And so it's a big public health problem, and we have some ideas to address that. So I was asked to lecture to a national audience about that in April, so I'm excited about that. But people who are perhaps in that category, or if you know somebody who may be in that category, send them down. Come to our research office. We'll assess your cholesterol levels for free. And if you're appropriate, we'll get you involved in a program that will help you get to where you should be.
Yeah. And that's really important because heightened levels of cholesterol left untreated over time equals dot, dot, dot.
Equals risk for heart attack and stroke.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Once you get your LDL cholesterol below 50, the likelihood of a heart attack or stroke, even if you've had one before, is actually pretty low.
Yeah.
So we can do tremendous things by controlling your lipid level.
Well, when I first met Dr. Korn years ago, you gave me a statistic, a number, where you know, rough estimate of how many lives you think have been saved by people taking statins over the last several, you know, last few decades. And it's likely in the tens of millions, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's certainly in the many millions and probably in the tens of millions. So it's really a wonder drug.
Yeah.
It's a wonder drug, actually, that's underutilized now. And it's a wonder drug that has some limitations, but we have other medications to overcome those limitations at this point.
Yeah.
So there's really very little excuse for people not addressing this if they're at high risk for heart disease or stroke.
And if you are at high risk of heart disease or stroke, or you have elevated levels of cholesterol, they have some leading edge programs, trials that you can participate in with Encore Docs. They have offices right here in St. Augustine in St. John's County at UF Flagler Hospital, really well next door at the Whetstone Building. You can learn more about those trials and how you can participate and perhaps get compensated for that participation by going to EncoreDocs.com. That's EncoreDocs.com. Or call 904-730-0166. That's 904-730-0166. And the piece that Dr. Korn wrote in the Lancet Medical Journal, we're going to make a link available for that piece on our Facebook page at WSOS Radio. So we hope that you'll check it out. Any closing thoughts, Dr. Korn, before we let you go on this Monday morning?
No, I appreciate it, sharing the information with your audience. And again, we're in Heart Month, so this is a good time to think about your heart disease risk and get some help. It could be at our organization or with your primary care physician or your cardiologist if you have a relationship with somebody. But I would really urge everybody to assess their cardiovascular risk. It is still the number one killer of people in the United States, and it's something that we can prevent. So let's go out there and make a difference.
Absolutely. Dr. Michael Korn, once again, learn more about him and all the great work they're doing and ways you can participate in some leading edge medical trials and clinical trials by going to EncoreDocs.com. That's spelled E-N-C-O-R-E, EncoreDocs.com.
Thanks for joining the MedEvidence Podcast. To learn more, head over to MedEvidence.com or subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform.